Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to another edition of the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. The United States continues to face new and diffuse threats to its security and well-being. To combat these threats effectively, the U.S. Department of Justice focuses its resources on key mission priorities, and information technology plays a critical role in DOJ's continued success. With us to discuss his efforts in this area is our special guest, Vance Hitch, Chief Information Officer at the U.S. Department of Justice. Van, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you.
Also joining our conversation from IBM is Alan Heath. Alan, welcome.
Thank you.
Van, can we start off by giving some context about the mission and history of the Department of Justice?
Sure. Well, that's actually one of the best things about working at the department is it does have a deep sense of mission and history. You know, obviously the department goes back into the late 1700s, and I guess the Attorney General was a one-man show for a while and was identified as the person for the federal government who was in charge of, you know, the legal aspects of the federal government. Then over the years, the mission grew to include all legal activities. It included all the penal activities like the prisons and things like that, and then ultimately grew to law enforcement. So over the years, obviously, the department grew from the one-man show to an organization that is, you know, well over 100,000 people and very, very large government department.
Well, speaking about how large it is, could you give us a sense of its scale? You've mentioned the number of folks that work at the DOJ currently. How is it organized? What's the size of its budget and geographical footprint?
Well, the department is like a big entity in the private sector. It would be called a conglomerate. The department is at the top. We have 40 different components who are involved in all aspects of the legal parts of the government, the prisons, and very much into law enforcement. So it really, and some of those started out as separate entities who then became part of the department. So it's kind of like a federation of these 40-some different components, but all of them have as a unifying theme, you know, conserving and preserving the justice of the United States. So there's a strong sense of all the employees that's what gives us our purpose.
Van, now that you've given us the sense of the larger organization, could you give us more detail on your specific role as Chief Information Officer at DOJ?
Sure. The CIO role actually is defined by the Clinger-Cohen Act, which was passed sometime in the mid-90s, 1990s. And in law, the CIO is given the role of overlooking and overseeing a department's enterprise architecture, IT security, and then making sure that from a management standpoint, the IT aspects of the department are well run, that you invest in things that make sense and that you run them reasonably well. So that's the kind of like legally the role of the CIO. Obviously, that's implemented in different ways in different departments. At the Department of Justice, I have not only a policy role as manifest in the legal aspects I just described, but also I'm the Deputy Assistant Attorney General for Information Resources Management. That's a mouthful. And that really, the distinction I make with that over and above the law is I have a group of people under me who actually run data centers, who build some of the systems, not all the systems for the department, but some of the systems, the ones that are more common. And so I actually have an operation as well as a strong policy focus. So that's kind of like the role of the CIO. Now, in my specific organization, I have five deputies. One is operations, enterprise solutions, policy and planning, e-government, and IT security. And then I also have a chief technology officer who reports to me, and I invest in that function, kind of like making sure that we're kind of up with the latest on technology that we can take advantage of when appropriate, and also to make sure that we're infusing enough innovation into our solutions.
Van, how do you use that structure, those functions, to support the DOJ mission specifically?
Well, obviously, it's a challenge running a large, I'm like the conglomerate CIO, So, and we have the 40 different components. Each has a specific mission that fits within the overall justice mission, but has its own thing. So what I try to do is to make sure that we are working at a common purpose. So we have a single, there's one DOJ ICT strategic plan. That doesn't mean that there aren't plans for each of the components. They have to fit within the overall IT strategic plan of the department. We also have an overall enterprise architecture that really speaks to how all this should fit together. IT should fit together as a department. So it includes, at the high level, all of our infrastructure, and it breaks down into all the applications that we have across the whole department. And what I try to do, and what our enterprise architecture helps me do, is to figure out where it makes sense to do things in common, where enterprise solutions make sense, where common solutions make sense. I always try to work with the CIOs of the specific components, and my goal is for them to focus on the mission of their component. And if they can focus their dollars and their energies on that, they shouldn't have to worry as much about the things that we do in common. I don't want them to be reinventing the same things that are happening either at the department level or elsewhere. So that's what we try to achieve. And the staff that I just outlined, all of them try to do that, particularly the in the planning area and the eGov area and the enterprise solutions area and security. And the operations area is where we actually run enterprise kind of solutions on behalf of the department. So we have data centers and operations, telecommunications operations.
In that broad scope of responsibility, what do you see as your top three challenges?
It's always hard to pick three, but certainly I have a lot of challenges. I'll just tick off a couple of them and see where we wind up. Certainly, I always put cybersecurity at or near the top. It's a major, major issue today for not only for the Department of Justice, for every entity, every corporate entity or even small businesses in the United States. Cybersecurity is a major challenge for us and has been for a long time. I'm very proud of what we've done at the department, but it's a major challenge. We're never good enough. So cybersecurity is up there. You know, core to our mission at the department is law enforcement. One of the things that I've had as a challenge and as a mission ever since I've been at the department is information sharing, because information sharing became kind of a must-do kind of thing after 9/11. And I came in after 9/11. I came in early 2002, right after that happened. So information sharing was a very important thing, but something that was not necessarily easy to do because of the corporate structure and because we're also the titular head of law enforcement across the whole country. So our audience is much bigger, not only just the department, but the whole country. So information sharing, obviously has been a big challenge. And the other thing, to round out the three, I would say, is just enterprise solutions in general are very difficult to do. While it's what I try to do all the time, and one of my main jobs is to make sure that we are doing enterprise solutions where it makes sense, they're very hard to do because the government is a large organization. Our Department of Justice in and of itself is a very complex, large organization. Making that happen, it's true in corporate America too. You know, developing a corporate-wide enterprise solution is very difficult. The government is just that much bigger, and it's more difficult to make change happen, more difficult to get things done in common. So, very much, I would emphasize the management aspects of my job. I mean, the idea of leading change across that kind of organization and implementing enterprise solutions. While I'm proud of what we've done, that's certainly one of the challenges.
I'd like to shift it away from your role to learn more about you. Could you give us a sense of your career path? I understand you had some time in the private sector prior to your 8-year tenure.
Well, I'll go, back to, when I first started my career. I actually was in the Navy for 4 years. Back in I was commissioned in July of 69. So I was in the Navy for 4.5 years. In the late 60s, early 70s, and it was a line officer. One of the things that it did in one of my jobs was introduce me to IT as it stood at that point, which obviously was in very rudimentary form. But I was a major user of IT, and I did a lot of analysis using IT as a tool, which kind of got me kind of hooked that might be a good career area when I got out of the military. So when I did leave the Navy, I embarked on a career with what was known as Anderson Consulting and eventually became Accenture. And I spent a really good long career there. It seems like eons ago, to be truthful. I mean, it seems like another lifetime because I've been at the department so long and I've been a government employee for so long now. And I always tell people, you know, a year of being a CIO is like dog years. It's a long time to be anywhere for 8 years. So it was a long time ago. But I had a long career, 28 years with Accenture. And, you know, when I started out, I was a programmer. I became a designer, a supervisor, manager, partner. I ran programs. I worked with clients. I ran different parts of the practice and so forth. So, and the last half of that career, I worked in different areas of government, a lot in state and local. But then I eventually got to federal government and worked in the federal government practice. So when I was going to be retiring from Accenture, I knew that I didn't think that this was the end of retirement for me. I mean, I thought that I wanted to do more. I just didn't want to travel as much. So I wanted to find a way to use my energy and interest, and I had gotten to really know and enjoy, in a strange kind of way, the federal government, because I knew that it was a real challenge and really hard to make things happen, but worthwhile if you can do it. So that's how I got to the conclusion, and that's what I was going to try to do. So then, by hook and by crook, I wound up at the Department of Justice, really a matter of luck and circumstance and various things. I didn't know anybody, and I just applied for a job. And anyhow, I wound up at the Department of Justice, and that was 8-plus years ago, and became the CIO not too long after that. And that's where the CIO line picks up.
Well, given that wealth of experience, what makes an effective leader?
I think being an effective leader, I mean, there are certain common traits that all effective leaders have, and then there are some that you need to have, particularly as a CIO, I think. But obviously, I think you have to have a vision. You have to be somebody who kind of feels strongly about that vision. Something has to drive you, because otherwise it's just too hard. So you have to have a vision. I think in the federal government in particular, you need to have a sense of teamwork and a sense of partnership, because things are more complex. The projects are bigger and badder. It's very difficult to get anything done alone. You've got to work in teams. You've got to work with alliances and partnerships. And I use that in a broad sense. So I think that is really key to being a good leader and a successful leader, especially in the federal government. Obviously, you need to kind of stay abreast of technology. One thing as a CIO that I always have stressed to new people coming into the organization is I want people always to recognize, and I think this is part of the answer to your question about what it takes to be a leader as a CIO, you have to remember that we're not there in and of ourselves. We're there to serve the mission. I mean, that's the purpose of the technology. It can be fun. It can be interesting for all of us, and it can do a lot of things for us personally and professionally. But really, we're there to advance the mission of whatever the business it is. And in our case, it's the Department of Justice with a very strong mission. So I think being business-driven, mission-driven, is very important to being successful as a leader and as a CIO. Because otherwise, you lose that kind of balance of that's why we're really here. You kind of get into the toy aspect of technology. You get into we're keeping abreast for the sake of keeping abreast, and we're advancing and modernizing just for the sake of it, which is not bad goals. But that's not going to get you the kind of dollars you need, and not going to get you the kind of cooperation you need in order to be successful. So I think coalition building and all that are really, really important, in addition to just to general really good management skills. Because, as I said, the environment is so complex, management skills become essential.
Just a follow-up, because you've mentioned the holding company aspect of DOJ as an organization. How did your private sector experience those 28 years, how did that help you move to the federal government? In what ways did you infuse the DOJ culture?
Well, I think there's several ways that that helped. Actually, when I was being a part of a big consulting and systems integration organization, I always took my biggest pleasure and rewards was always in satisfying the client and in meeting clients' expectations and helping their business. So that to me was always the end game. It wasn't necessarily even my career. That's why I stayed at that so long. So I think I brought that to the department. I also brought what my previous career did was really give me a broad base in information technology and management from all parts of the system development lifecycle, from the planning stage, strategic, down to the planning, to the design and the implementation and the change management and operation. To really, I got, over those 28 years, I worked in all areas and managed a lot in all areas. So I think I brought a good kind of base foundation of what it really takes. Then I also brought with me a sense of the importance of bringing along new people and building skills in those that work for me and rewarding and trying to challenge, but also thank and reward the people that work for me. Because that's ultimately what it takes to be successful in any career, but it's particularly true in the federal government, I think, because of how complex it is. So I thought, I think I kind of brought those kind of basic things with me. And then, in addition to all that, you got to be persistent. In order to be effective in the federal government, you really have to be persistent. And you can't look at success in... We have to set goals, and you have to set deliverables, and I think you need to be very deliverable-oriented, but you can't be deterred by the fact that you're not quite where you want to be in 6 months or 9 months. You've got to kind of look at the overall picture. You've got to have long-term goals and short-term goals, and you got to be very persistent and dogged about pursuing those.
What about DOJ's IT strategy? We will ask Vance Hitch, Chief Information Officer at the U.S. Department of Justice, to share with us when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.